Hey everybody, this is Robert, and tonight something strange happened. I was going to actually do this show by myself. Chris couldn't be here tonight because he's out on the farm. He has no cell reception. I wish he could have been here. But just before I was going to start talking about my feelings about Tucker Carlson being fired from Fox, my phone rang and I recognized the number, and all it said is T. And this guy brought back some memories. Right now he's not gonna hear this because I had to mute him, but I have a segment that every time I think about this, I have a segment that I want to play for you guys. And I think it's really going to be amazing, because you have to understand, this guy Tex, we met him, he called into our radio station quite a bit, and he was quite the character. I literally went to Texas, and I went to his home, which was a certifiable nightmare. This guy would not leave the equipment alone, and he was just a big royal pain on my butt. And so I was thinking about this when I was talking to him, and I happened to pull up this soundbite. I'm going to play this for you, and then I think we ought to introduce him tonight, and maybe we can get him on here if he hasn't screwed anything up right now. But let's just listen to the soundbite, and we'll talk about it afterwards.
Area code 304, you're on the air. What's up?
I can't hear me.
Yeah, we hear you just fine.
Is this Philip?
Yeah.
This David and Philip?
This, it can be.
Hey.
This here is Randy Mercer.
I listen to a lot of y'all's programs out here in Texas. Man, you guys, y'all got something going on right there. Y'all are good. That woman right there is pretty good too.
Yes, awesome.
Awesome. How do you enjoy Steve so far?
That was pretty good. I want to ask y'all a question. Is there a difference in ghosts and spooks?
Oh my God.
we don't want to go get into that. We were talking about racism a little earlier, so we're not gonna.
No, I ain't talking about racism. I'm talking about spooks. We got spooks out here in Texas. They comes out like all throughout the night and all that kind of stuff. And spooks are kind of more ruthless, I believe, than what ghost is, because they fart on you.
we call them.
They just don't have no manners at all. I had one take my cowboy boot and walk me upside my head the other day. And nobody was in the house. My wife and my girlfriend was both gone. It just walked me right. I smelled it first. I was back to sleep. I was on my chair.
This is
and all
so
of a sudden, it just like, pop, it just knocked me right over my head and my boot. I heard him bark several times.
Did he say, excuse me? He didn't say excuse me, did he? Did he say excuse me?
No, I didn't say excuse me. It pissed me off.
No, not you, silly. The spook.
No, I'm talking about when the ghost farted.
Yeah.
It didn't say excuse me, but it pissed me off, because you're sitting there and all of a sudden you smell something. It smells like what you might imagine a Bigfoot or something would smell like.
Like eggs?
They just start thinking. They don't really make a lot of noise. They'll make body noises. I heard them burp. I've heard them fart.
We call those ghost farts in the paranormal field, we call them EVPs.
I've heard that word before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not sure what it means, but I've heard that word before, EV, whatever it is.
Well, tell them what an EVP is, Phil.
EVP is basically an electric voice phenomenon.
Well, that's
it's
not
voices, well, it's voices not really. That we capture in white noise that you can't hear with our audible ears. They're captured below frequencies, basically, that humans can't hear.
Well, but he heard the fart, Phil. So that's not really electric either. We might call that a CVP, like a colonic voice phenomenon.
farting voice phenomenon?
It's pretty loud, I'll tell you what.
Now, in Texas, they have a phenomenon that's over there that just started. I got to ask you, it's called fracking. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Sounds like a fetish.
Fracking.
Yeah, that does actually sound like a freaky fetish video. Is what it's
actually, it's a real thing. They were talking about it on CNN the other day. And it's basically
earth. I'm a crack?
Yeah, frack. Fracturing. Earth fracturing.
No, like crack.
Crack.
Don't tell me we got spooks out here on crack.
Well, they may be on crack, but be glad they're not on bath salts.
Yeah, true story. True story. You got people trying to eat your face off out there in Texas?
I seen that on CNN the other day or a couple of weeks back or something. Somebody got hungry and tried to eat somebody, and they try to blame it on that some kind of synthetic marijuana or something.
Marijuana. Oh, my God. This is the best caller we've ever had.
I know, right?
Keep talking to us, buddy. Do you have any questions about the paranormal or what? What's going on?
Well, I mean, it just got me concerned because what do I got to do to get these things out of my house? I don't want to go around and park like that. I mean, they knocked over a six-pack of beer, but they've knocked off, within, I'd say, the last several months, they knocked a couple pictures off the wall, broke it. They broke a lot of things in here. I had a trophy up on the wall. They broke it once before from bowling. I used to be pretty good at bowling. Well, I wouldn't cheat. I made a 300 on it.
Well, now, hold on. Now, hold on. Now, what kind of beer was it? What kind of beer did they knock over?
Lone Star beer. That's the only thing I drink.
Oh, yeah?
Lone Star beer. Okay.
Is it expensive?
Is the Alamo beer a real beer, or is that something off of King of the Hill?
I have no idea. I ain't ever drank none of that stuff. I only drink Lone Star beer. It's all I drink.
Y'all don't drink?
I don't drink that stuff as a baby.
You don't drink Pabst Blue Ribbon out there in Texas?
Well, I take that back. I did used to drink that, but I've been drinking Lone Star beer for a long time.
Oh, no, you can't go wrong with a PBR.
I drink the same thing.
Well, see, you should buy PBR, because then if those rude spooks knock it over, you can just go pay $6 and get another case, man.
Maybe that's what she should do, is switch beers. Maybe the paranormal activity might.
Well, my wife, she works down at Walmart, and so we always get our beer down at Walmart. Whatever they, sometimes can't get a case, and I'll get a 6-pack or 12-pack, whatever they got up there. But I ain't big on drinking beer, anyways. I just keep it around because you never know when I need it. Because I work out here on the farm sometimes, long hours.
Sometimes you just need a beer.
Sometimes you do.
Well, sometimes you just need a beer. I mean, sometimes you got one of these damn tornadoes flying by or something like that. You never know what's going to happen up here to make you want to have a beer.
You know what I mean? You should try that abduction wine.
Yeah, dude, wine. Have you ever been abducted by aliens?
Yeah.
Well, I know you're.
I wonder why.
What we're talking about is the aliens that come from the sky, not the ones that come from down south.
That's what I'm talking about. I've been on one of y'all shows out there on that GTHR or whatever you are. I've been out there on a couple of your shows out there before, and I called in and talked about it, but I never really want to get in detail about where I was abducted by one of them.
Well, you don't have to, man. That's
I'm a man kind of man. I'm a manly man.
You don't like to talk about what they did. I hear you. It's sad. It's a sad thing.
It's embarrassing. I couldn't sit down for about 3 or 4 days.
They didn't. They didn't fart on you, did they?
No. I really just. Honestly, fellas, I just can't talk about that. My face is every color red there is right now.
Well, don't be ashamed. That happens to the best of us, huh? How about that?
But I'll tell you what. When you look out in your sky, you'll be amazed how many triangulations is up there.
You know, you're right.
You're totally right. I know exactly what you're talking about, man. I know exactly what you're talking about. I went UFO hunting for the first time, and we did see some triangle-shaped objects up there.
Of course.
You don't know whether it's the government or whether it's something else.
Well, I hope it ain't the government raping us and probing us and all that kind of shit.
Well, that's a different kind of spooks, and they'll definitely fart on you.
But Carl, we're going to have to get into another music break. It's about that time for another music break. And we thank you for calling in and sharing your experiences with us and talking beer.
Dude, please call back.
Hey, well, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. All this kind of scientific research and all kind of stuff. But can I take like a mason jar or something next time when them things fart, just like screwed a lid on it right around the air of the fart, and y'all could, I could mail it to you or something.
Please do.
Maybe we'll send you our address right away.
For the love of everything holy, please send me a jar of spook fart. I would love that. I'll pay to have the damn thing analyzed if you can send it to me. If you can get that thing to me, I will abso-freaking-lutely have that thing analyzed.
Give me some place I can mail it to or something like that.
Oh, yes.
your address, however you do it.
All right, I'll tell you what, man.
My girlfriend, she goes up by the post office near daily, and I'll have her take it there. My wife, she works at Walmart, so she goes by the post office too.
Well, I'll tell you what, hit us up there on the internet, and I'll send you an address you can send that thing to, okay?
Wow.
Send it to you on what?
Just hit us up on the internet. Find us on the internet. And shoot me a message, and I'll shoot you the address you can send that thing to. Okay.
There you go.
All right, you got it there, buddy.
All right,
caller. No problem. In honor of this caller from Texas, we're gonna play you a band from Texas. They're called the Browning.
Here we go. Man, I tell you, I just really don't want to unmute this. This guy is. I don't know if I should take. Anyway, all right. So. As you can see, he's here. He's actually here. All right. I'm going to unmute him now. So, all right. There we go.
How the hell do I got chicken shit on my boot? What the hell's
text,
going on?
Text.
Hey.
Text,
hey. Text. Hey. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, bud. Hey, can you kind of keep it down a little bit? You don't need to scream. Just take it easy. Take it easy. So, how you been?
I've been doing great. How you been doing, feller?
Pretty good. So what'd you think? Did you hear that segment or couldn't you hear it?
Yeah, I brought all kinds of memory back. You know, I got a whole shelf full of spook fart I've been saving up, and that stuff will get you high.
Have you been sniffing the jars there, Tex?
Well, you know, who don't go poop and look in the toilet like, dang, I did all that? Well, the same thing with spook fart. I got jars of it. People come over, and Linda, she's addicted to that spook fart stuff. I mean, she's always wanted to buy a jar off me. And I sold her jars of spook fart before because she gets high off of it. And when we got the state police called on us, and they said it was some kind of stuff called meth or methane or something. That you can't be sniffing meth or methane or whatever they called it. And Linda's addicted to that spook fart shit.
Are you sure you're not farting in those jars there, Tex?
Well, I did sell some of it that was my own, but they didn't like it as much as the spook fart. The spook fart stuff gets you higher.
So what you been up to other than collecting jars of spook farts?
I would be knocking that. I made me a lot of money. I bet you I made at least $75 last month selling that stuff. And you bring your own jar, and I charge $75 a month to fill it up. Unlimited. In fact, I was going to make me like a one of these drive-throughs. You drive through, and I give you a refill on your own jar.
I mean, you know what? Thinking, you know, jars $75. You ought to be jacking it up. I mean, the way the economy is going, $75 don't go far these days. You know that.
Well, not anymore. We got that damn terrorist in the office up there. I was watching on one of the MTV shows the other day where they impeached what's his name Tucker, the guy who was running for president or something.
Yeah, they fired him.
That pissed me off, man. That guy was good and he was honest, and I realized they don't like honest people. So it got me thinking. I'm thinking about running for president myself.
Oh Jesus!
I'm not sure what I got to do to get there or whatever, but. I give everybody in America a jar of spook fart if they voted for me.
That'd be a lot of spook farts.
Hey, I got a whole shelf of it. I'm sure I get more.
AOC might not like that.
I remember that. That was, you got mail.
Did you? No. AOC, not AOL, dum-dum. So,
what's the difference in them?
They're both stupid. Let's just say that. So you're going to run for president.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about getting another job, and I was either going to be a Jehovah Witness or president of the United States.
Jehovah Witness. Both. Why yeah. Jehovah Witness?
Well, because I look at it like this. First of all, I go around knocking on everybody's door, and I can say I'm spook fart door to door. and secondly, I'm going to meet a lot of pretty women doing that, and they're going to get to know me. You know, because we started a band since the last time we talked to you, feller. We got a band called the Shit Pickles.
Jesus. Tex, have you ever thought about, like, calming it down just a little bit? I mean, seriously, these names you come up with. Now, do you remember when I came to your house, right?
Oh, God. Yeah, you had all the, it was like Christmas time with all the pretty buttons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Couldn't keep your hands off it. So, you just kind of disappeared after that. I know that.
Well, I got put in jail. That was my fault. I just made it famous on your show. And I could have been president after that. I could have been president right after I was on your show, because everybody in town was like, hey, there goes Tex Peckerwood. It's like, hey, vote for me. But, you know, I was pissing off the off a building. We were up here on top of a building, and they get mad. They get mad as hell when you piss on people. But we thought it'd be kind of funny.
Well, Tex, you did that before. Why didn't you learn your lesson? I mean, seriously.
Because it's funny. You don't stop telling jokes to laugh, do you? Everybody likes to laugh. Yeah. It's funny till they catch you.
So you said you spent about a year in jail, huh?
No, I didn't say how long I spent in jail. You must be making that up. It's been no year in jail. It's almost 2 years.
What'd you do? Take a dump on the car too, or what?
I did that too. Yep.
Oh, Jesus. So what's Linda been up to?
She got pregnant again. That woman's got more kids. She just thought I might open a daycare just for her own kids, and she got in trouble because she tried to get some kind of loan from the government to build a business for a daycare, but it ended up, it was just her own daycare with her own kids. Uh-huh. They kicked her out of the trailer park.
So these are all your kids?
No, it was the guy that owned the trailer park.
But she's your wife. How many kids do you have that are yours?
I'm really not sure. I lost count of them after a while. We started calling them number one, number two. But, you know, it's kind of hard when you got to take number two.
Yeah. And, yeah. So
that was a spook joke.
So you got back home after being 2 years or so, and then you wanted to be a Jehovah Witness, and you're running for president, or you want to run for president.
Well, after listening to what they're doing, they're destroying our country. And it's about time fellers like us stand up for what's right. Because we got our constipation rights, and I need to stand up for what's right. Or not constipation, whatsoever called.
Constitutional.
That one. We got to stand up for our constitutional rights, because we got all kinds of amendments. Like, I don't remember what number they were, but you got one of them that you got the freedom to talk about whatever you want to talk about. And that gets me mad right there, because I got on that internet thing and they kept putting me in Facebook jail. Because I was wanting to beat the shit out of people, and they put me in jail for that. It was like, don't run your mouth to me. You know who I am. I'm going to be your future president, and I'll whoop your ass. And they put me in jail over that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've been in, I stay in jail on that. It's like, damn, you can't even speak your mind. And then they got the other one where you can't have guns. Well, I'm not supposed to have guns because I've been in jail now. You know, it's like, damn it. So I'm going to buy me some blowguns and a compressor.
A slingshot, huh? Whoa.
No, I got slingshot. I'm going to get me one of them big shock compressors with a blowgun.
You know, you can own a paint gun.
I got some of them. What we do. I freeze my balls, and then they say they hurt.
Oh, shit. So it's been a while since you and I have talked. Obviously, we haven't talked in quite a while. So, I mean, Obama was in office at the time, last time we talked. And so, you know, we had Donald Trump, who was the president. And then we had that pandemic and, you know, all these things that happened. What were you doing during those times? I know, like, what was your thoughts about the pandemic? I mean, did it hit you guys hard down there?
There ain't no such thing as a pandemic. Those damn pansy ass people. They had an excuse to wear face diapers, all it was. They didn't want to be seen because they like watching them outlaw movies where they wore a mask over their face.
Right, right. Well,
you know, I knew that was fake because, first of all, if you got it, you're over it in no time. But then, I don't know. There's just some crazy people out there, and you can't listen to nobody because nobody knows what the hell they're talking about. Well, and then I remember hearing that one woman, Pelosi. That woman is a psychopath.
She looks like one too.
She turns me on. I don't know what about you, but they turn me on.
Oh my God, Tex, what the hell's wrong with you? Listen. See, a lot of people said that, you know, they call it the plandemic and stuff like that. But I can tell you this: that it's like a bad thing. I got it. And so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with Tex. Hold on one moment. All right. Welcome back, everybody. I'm back here, and I am actually talking to Tex Peckerwood. And we were just talking about the pandemic, and I was explaining to Tex that he doesn't know this, but I'm going to tell him what happened to me. So, Tex, you didn't believe in the COVID, right?
Nah, hell no, I don't believe in that shit.
Well, needless to say, I got COVID. And I literally went in the hospital. I spent 140 days in the hospital. I had to learn how to walk all over again. I had to learn how to use my left hand all over again. Almost bought the farm, good buddy. And
what do you mean you had to use your hand? You don't masturbate now or what?
No, and that was my left hand.
No, right hand. So, I understand that. What happened to you in the hospital? What were you in there for?
Well, I got COVID, and I was in a coma for 8 weeks, and almost died. Almost lost my life on that.
And I think I've been to coma before. That's that town right up here by where you live at, ain't it?
No. Coma is when you know what a coma is. I was out like a light, and I was in a dream. And there's one part of the dream. You know, I wish Chris could have been here tonight. I really do, because, you know, when you're in a coma, you dream. You're in this dream world, and
so I go in coma every night then.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what happened to me. That's it. It did. It happened, and it kind of took a lot out of me. But you know, I did survive, and you know, Chris has been a good friend to me. He talks to me pretty much all the time. But you surprised the hell out of me. It's really good to hear you. And we'd like to have you on the show more often.
You don't like me very much.
Who, Chris?
Yeah, I broke in his house one time because he wasn't there, and I thought I was going to surprise him. He came in and pulled a gun on me, and I whooped his ass.
Yeah, I heard.
You don't pull a gun on me. It's one thing you don't do is pull a gun on me. He pulled that gun on me. I was like, damn it. I actually just got through opening a jar of spook fart and stuck a sniff of it, and he walked in the door. I scared the hell out of him.
Oh, my God. I remember him telling me about that. So, yeah, I mean, things have been really going good for you, I take it. And maybe we can do that. Maybe we can get you famous, get you a webcam, get you all set up. We'd love to have you on the show with us and maybe do something about that. We can do a remote deal. We can probably do something remote. So where are you living now? Is it the same place?
I live just outside of Beaumont, Texas.
Oh, really? So yep. You moved.
I've moved quite a bit. Yeah, sometimes I move. I'm in a new trailer park out here because after Linda got kicked out, you know, I thought I'd get me a new start. So I moved to a different trailer park. But I do my taxidermying pretty serious now. In fact, if you take a snake and you pull it from the inside out, pull all of its meat out, and then put it through a little, like a small compressor. You can blow that thing out. It kind of looks like one of them things that you have on a what's that holiday at the first of the year? New Year's. You know, the things you put in your mouth and you blow and they go, woo!
Oh, my God.
I'm making them out of real snakes, so you can blow them out for, like, holidays and stuff.
Hey, Tex, I don't know how to tell you this, but the armadillo you gave me to take home with me, I couldn't take it on the plane with me. I ended up having to put it in the trash. Yep. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy. I'm really sorry.
It took me at least 24 hours to make that for you.
Yeah, it was kind of stinky and customs.
Well, the smell goes away after a couple years.
Yeah, I know. I understand that. But what you're missing, buddy, is that you can't have that on a plane.
People are over there just jealous what it was.
Well, they may be jealous, but, you know, it's just one of those things. I mean, you really, you know, you think about it, you know, you gave me this dying carcass to bring on a plane. I told you I had all this equipment that you almost destroyed. I mean, you spilled your beer on our mixer board.
That wasn't my fault. There was a coaster that flipped over and somebody didn't put the beer screw on lid back on it. That wasn't my fault. If they would have drank their beer, I'm not mentioning names, but we gave you so many beers and you can't pass them over to Linda, or she kept taking them. I don't remember what happened.
Text now. Come on. Listen, you know you did it because you were standing there, one beer in one hand and your PP in the other hand, and you were yelling out the door because you were famous.
I remember that. I remember he was wiggling his wiener at me. And it's like, who the hell do you think you are, feller? And I pulled mine out. It's like, now that right there is King Daddy talking to you. That right there is prime wiener. And that's all it took. Linda wanted to have another baby that night.
Well, Jesus. Well, yeah, you almost ruined one of our mixers, and, you know, you did feel sorry for us and stuff like that, but you really shook up our camera person. She was never right. I mean, she couldn't even go back to work. You messed her up that bad, but
she was a pretty little thing too. Good Lord, I've been her daddy.
Oh, yeah, that's why she steered clear of you. That's for sure. I just find it interesting that today, you know, you called up out of the blue. I've kind of forgot what T meant because I had it in there and I didn't really recognize the number because you have an unknown number, but it's T, you know, so the number doesn't come up, but the T. And I was like, who the hell is this? And all of a sudden I heard your voice and I was like, you know, and you didn't even ask because is this Robert? No, you just went, hey, feller, you know, and started yelling at me. And I was just like, Jesus, you know, and wow, it's good to hear you, man. And I'm glad.
I've been doing my entrepreneur and stuff. I've had so many inventions, like, you know, like people, their teeth keep falling out. So I invented something. It's where you take super glue and put on the dentures. And I did that with my mama. I put some super glue on her teeth and put it in her mouth. But the super glue stuck her teeth together and stuck her mouth together. And it actually worked out pretty good because that was the first time she didn't run her mouth all evening. After she got them teeth out, though, she whooped my ass. I'll tell you what.
So what's this story? You have a new woman in your life.
She's pretty. She ain't got no legs, but she's pretty. But I was thinking about making her some legs.
Out of what?
I'm not really sure yet. There's all kinds of things out there. it's whatever will fit. I mean, I could make something. I might be able to do like them pirates used to do, carve out some legs out of wood. But right. Then I went to one of these supermarkets the other day, or not a supermarket, one of the stores, and they got these things up there that they put clothing on, and they got these hard legs. They're mannequins.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, and I was thinking about stealing me a couple of them legs off them mannequins. She would never have to shave again. You know what I'm talking about?
yeah. And this one can't run away from you, right?
Well, that's a good part about it, right there, Peller.
Well, the sad part, you can't wear her like a handkerchief. That's for sure. So, yeah, I mean, wow. So, can we get you back on the show? Can you come back and visit us?
Well, yeah, I'm thinking about it. I wouldn't mind being famous again. I mean, I want to do a contract. I don't want to do a bunch of autographs starting off, you know, because I'm too busy. I'm wanting to run for president, and I'm wanting to be one of them Jehovah Witnesses, maybe both. I could be president and Jehovah Witness, and I could be the lead singer of my band, the Shit Pickles.
You think you could rename that? You think you can try?
I like a name because you got to think about it. You know, when you get a name that people, they'll never forget it.
Oh, the number one.
Hey, try to imagine telling your woman, let's go see the shit pickles. Man, you know, she's going to be jumping up down like the shit pickles. Yeah, you won't ever forget that. And you got to think about it. You got bands like Skinner. They got the smell. We could do that, too. I mean, we could sell spook farts at the concerts.
Right. Oh, man. You. All right. Listen, here's what we're going to do. You got to give me a little bit of time to get things together, and we'll start get you in there. We'll how about this? Well, you and I will sit down. We got to get you a webcam, though. We got to get you in front of a webcam.
What the hell is that?
It's a camera you put on your computer, and you don't even have a computer. That's right. You have a phone. You're talking to me on the phone. That's right. You got a camera on your phone, and
it's just a square phone.
I don't know.
It don't have no camera. It's just a square phone. It's like a rectangle shape.
Okay, it's good that you don't know, because you already told me you were naked. So, all right. So what we're gonna do is we'll talk. We'll get it together, and we'll get you back on the air with us, and hopefully Chris is, you know, he's right now, he's working his ass off, and you know, trying to get his wife here and things like that. So I know you don't know about all that, but I don't think he wants you.
Well, she in jail too or what?
Yeah, let's just say that she's probably in a real bad prison right now. She was very naughty. And so, yeah, I mean, it's really good to hear from you. And I know you're going to want to keep on talking, but I got to hit this mute button because you won't know enough to shut up. So just say goodbye to everybody. And
well, I got to get off here. I got shit on my shoe somehow. I don't know how I got that shit on my shoe. I can't scrape it off right now.
All right.
But I got to get a hold of that Ryan feller so I can get him some of this stuff mailed to him, because I tried to mail it several times. And they gave me a warning. Don't ever send that to us again. That was the post office. I got to find another way to mail it because I can't take it to the post office. They told me they'll send the cops out if I send them another jar of that.
All right. Well, we'll get a hold of Ryan, and I'll get his address, and you can probably send it by FedEx these days or Amazon.
Well, I got his address, but when I did get it to him, it kept coming back saying unknown or something like that.
Yeah, Ryan has moved since last time. You know, he's got some daughters. He's got three daughters now.
He knows Linda?
No. No. I'm going to let you go, Kex. Oh, my God. But anyway, hey, thanks for coming on here with me. And I hope you have a real good time. And ladies and gentlemen, I give you text. My God, I can't believe that I'm talking to this guy again. Jesus.
Yeah, that's me. I'm famous. I'm ruthless, but I'm not toothless.
Yeah, you do have a good set of chompers. All right, buddy. Okay, I'm gonna sign off now. Okay, so just.
What do you mean sign off on what?
I'm gonna sign off. We're gonna sign off. We're gonna stop the show. All right.
Well, we're over. Yeah. I thought I was gonna be famous.
Well, you are famous right now. All right.
Well, cool.
Yeah, you're gonna get all sorts. Now they're gonna see you instead of hear you. Once we get you that webcam, they'll be able to see.
I'm waving. I don't know where everybody's at, but I'm waving at you right now.
All right. Okay. Bye, everybody. You have a wonderful evening. Thanks for watching. I will be back on the air very soon. We do have some stuff that we want to go over with what's been happening in our government right now, and all those other things. So we'll see you on the flip side. Everybody, have a wonderful rest of your week. And
bye, everyone. Love you.
All right. Bye bye.